Chapter 17. Of the Order to be Observed in the Conflict with Our Evil Passions. It is of the utmost importance that we should know what order to observe in this combat, lest, as is the case with too many to their great loss, we fight in a casual or formal manner. The best order for proceeding in this battle against your enemies and your evil inclinations is as follows. Having diligently examined your heart, and searched into the different thoughts and affections which encompass it, and having discovered by what passion it is most of all possessed and governed, then against this first, direct your attack. If it happens that, meanwhile, you are assailed by other enemies, you must turn against the one which at the moment threatens you and most closely attacks you, and then return at once to the chief point of conflict. Chapter 18. Of the Way to Overcome Sudden Risings of the Passions. If you have not gained the habit of warding off sudden attacks, whether of injuries or adverse occurrences, in order to acquire it, your plan will be to anticipate such attacks, and desire to bear them over and over again, and thus dispose yourself for actually receiving them. The way to forestall them is this. Having considered the bent of your passions, consider also the places where, and the persons with whom, you are likely to be thrown. You may easily thus conjecture what may probably happen. And should any other vexatious circumstance arise which you had not foreseen, in addition to the general help which a prepared mind gives, even to meet evils beyond those for which it was prepared, you may with advantage avail yourself of the following mode of meeting it. As soon as you first feel the blow of this unexpected injury or trial, be on your guard at once, and make the effort to lift up your mind to God, contemplating His unspeakable goodness and love to you in sending you this trial, in order that you, bearing it out of love for Him, may be the more purified, and may be brought nearer and united to Him. And, realizing how greatly it pleases Him that you should suffer this, turn to yourself and say, "Ah, why so reluctant to bear this cross which is laid upon you not by this or that person, but by your Father in heaven?" Then turn to the cross, embrace it with the fullest resignation and joy, and say, "O cross formed by divine providence before I was born, O cross sweetened for me by the sweet love of my crucified one, nail me now to thee, that I may give myself to Him who, dying upon thee, hath redeemed me." And if at the onset the passions so prevail over you that you cannot lift up your heart to God, but remain wounded, strive even then to do as at the beginning, and to fight as if you had not received a wound. The most effectual remedy, however, against these sudden impulses is to cut out without delay the cause from which they spring. Thus, if you find out that your affection for anything is so great that, whenever it is presented to you, you fall into a sudden agitation of mind, the best precaution for the future lies in the habitual effort to uproot the affection. But if the agitation is caused not by a thing, but by a person, for whom you have such an aversion that every little action annoys and irritates you, the remedy then is to force yourself to incline your will to love Him and to regard Him, not only because He is a creature like yourself, formed by the Almighty Hand and formed anew by the same divine blood, but also because He affords you an opportunity, if you will accept it, of becoming like unto your Lord, who was loving and kind unto all.